Just about 9 p.m. here in Pittsburgh. It means it's time for the end of this week's show of From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Thanks for tuning in. For now, I'll hand it over to the Mockster, who will take you all the way until 1 in the morning. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good night.
Graham Coxon wrapping up From the Basement. I want to thank Addy for opening up this program. When I say opening, I mean actually he had an opener. Flavio, who had an opener, who had an opener, who had an opener. But I have all these openers for this program, opening acts for what is it? My act. My name is Paul. It is Friday, the 24th of January, 2025. And this is Viva La Mac.
Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked down the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
Love the thing you got. chance, baby, 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 better do it right. Well, I was driving down on the 101. It was late at night and I was thinking about the things I'd done. All of my regrets and baby, all of my fears. I was slipping the car from gear to gear to gear. Man, I really got going. I started picking up speed. I hit 135 and I had everything I need. Started shaking bad, fearing for my life. I let go of the wheel and I flew into the night.
time he falls, gravity suspends. He always floats straight up with dividends. Forging ahead with a singular plan, he only sees what is in his hands. His mind is fixed, his opinions are strong, but never tell him that he might be wrong. 'Cause if he feels betrayed, then he'll be gone. Every time he swerves, someone covers his tracks. Every time he misspeaks, someone's got his back. Minds are fixed, their opinions are strong, but never tell them that they could be wrong. 'Cause if they feel betrayed, then they'll be gone. It's the one-eyed man. Oh, oh, it's the one-eyed man. Oh, oh, it's the one-eyed man.
That is some brand new music from New York City's The Mommy Heads. Title track from their, The name of the album is actually One-Eyed Band, I think. If I'm reading this stuff, and that was One-Eyed Man. So it's close. I will call it the almost the title adjacent track from their brand new release. Before that, the Jack Rubies from their album that came out last year. Clocks Are Out of Time with I'll Give You More. Oasis. Yeah, I actually played some Oasis. I'm going to tell you, in the Blur Oasis fight, I'm a Blur man. I've actually really never liked Oasis, and then I heard that song, and apparently it was one of their singles, and I had never heard it before, and I heard it on the radio. I'm like, that's really not that bad of a song. What is that song? I should tell you, it was called Roll With It. Came off of the What's the Story Morning Glory album. Some Oasis. Played Steve Wynn in the Miracle 3 in there with one of my favorite songs that he has ever written. And a lot of songs he has written are my favorite songs. That's Amphetamine. Came out back in 2003. And then Lou Reed. Lou Reed started off the entire set from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. People call me the Mockster. It happens on Friday nights. No, they call me the Mockster all the time, but the show happens on Friday nights. We try to start around 9. We take it till 1. If it's not Friday, and if it's not January 24th of 2025, it's an encore show, just to warn you. If you hear my voice and you're like, oh, you're lying to me, dude. Well, it's because you missed the live show. But for you hanging out with me on Friday, the 24th of January, welcome. We've got some great stuff lined up for you. I know, me and my staff have stuff lined up for you. You know, as a parent, sometimes you actually have to let your kids have their way. It's true. Not too much, though. Don't be one of those parents. But you know what? When it comes to car safety, it's not up for negotiation. No. Make sure that your kids are buckled up correctly for the entire ride, every single ride. If you go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup, you might find some more information. Again, that's safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and your good friends here at the Viva La Mock radio program. It's doing a boatload of research for my show. I feel like I'm sorry, I turn around and all of a sudden I feel like my cats are staring at me. It's what it feels like. And you know, Addie and Anna are just like looking at me like cats, which is kind of freaking me out, but I'll be okay with that. I do a lot of research for my show because, you know what? Nothing kills hours in the day at your day job like being on a computer doing something not related to your day job. So I was doing some research, and I found out that it was actually on this day back in 1989, a day Addie does not remember very well at all, that Ted Bundy died. Yeah, well, he died because they electrocuted him. So, I mean, it wasn't his choice. I mean, anyway, we won't go down a dark road with that. But so I thought of doing a Ted Bundy mock, which I was told, my staff told me might be a little dark. And I said, well, have you listened to my show? Sometimes. So instead of doing a mock, I will play a song that somehow mentions, drops Ted Bundy's name from the Gas Food Lodging album by Green on Red.
and money. Dad, get me out of this. I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. This shit has hit the fan. Oh, send lawyers, guns, and money. Guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money.
Concert, 14 years old, and I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. On my way home, got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. My buddy Gene was driving me, just barely turned 16. I'd like to say I'm sorry, but we live to tell about it. And we live to do a whole bunch more crazy, stupid shit. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet with 38 Special and the Johnny Van Zandt Band. Yeah.
Man, this is holy ground. my name's John Lee Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. They only come to town about twice a year. They buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that it made moonshine. Now the revenue man wanted granddaddy bad. Head left a holler of everything had. For my time, but I've been told to never come back from Copperhead Road. Lodge. Johnson County Sheriff painted on the side. Just shot a coat of primer and looked inside. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. I still remember that rumbling sound. Sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
You know, I really feel that's the song that put Steve Earle on the map. Then he went to jail. Then he got out of jail and does very good things. How about that? Steve Earle with Copperhead Road. Before that, Dirtball went back to their 1999 album, Turn Up the Barn, with Holy Ground. Dirtball featured a two of the members, a married couple, Jill and Wes Freed. Old fans of WRCT, old fans of the Viva La Mock radio program. Sadly, no longer, neither are no longer with us on this earth, but Wes actually was known also as an artist, more than just a musician. He was an artist, and you can see a lot of his art on the covers of the Drive-By Trucker albums, because he did most of those album covers. He also did a Cracker album cover and a couple other things like that. But so I played some Drive-By Truckers. I did. played Let There Be Rock because of they're on tour. They're coming to town this weekend. I believe it's Sunday. Promoting some anniversary of the album, The Southern Rock Opera, which 25th? Let's call it the 25th anniversary of Southern Rock Opera, which that song came off of. Played some Warren Zevon with some Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Because I know our own rockin' attorney, WRCT's own rockin' attorney, is having a game night tonight with the family. They've made hot chocolate, they've popped some popcorn, they got the board games out, and they're listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. So I appreciate the Lurie family for welcoming me into their house to disrupt game night the best I can. Some Green on Red start off the entire set. With the Drifter. Starting off that entire set of music. I don't know, we got about, let's give it about 12, 13, I don't know. We've got a few minutes before we get to the top of the hour. I do want to remind you, as we're kicking into a regular new schedule, there might be some of your favorite shows moving around, but Monday nights you can still pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage. It starts at 7, and what you do is you can shift into gear as he dusts off the vinyl, he rewinds the tapes, and he polishes up those CDs, and he plays the best of some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars, from punk to funk, reggae to rock. You can get your motor running with Joe's Garage Monday nights at 7 here on WRCT. Now, the last time I saw the Truckers when they were in town, and it was a couple tours ago. I think I missed them the last time they were in town, but a couple tours ago. And I got myself a talking to the sound guy, because you know what? That's what the Moxer does. He talks to the road manager and the sound guy and just chills out and all that. And the sound guy with Dave Barbie's son. Dave Barbie played in Sugar, produced a bunch of stuff. Here's his solo album.
I used to pay $1.70.
six lengths ahead. We spent the whole next week getting high. At first I thought that she hit on some tip that she got from some other boy. We were overjoyed. Girl, and she don't have to work. She can tell which horse is gonna finish in first. Some nights of painkillers make the pain even worse. Came out six lengths ahead. We spent the whole next week getting high. I love this girl, but I can't tell when she's having a good time.